So let's go back to that question from that caller, because I'm sure some people may have been a little confused by it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that made that different from the other people that you mentioned, if you have a job and your family can be a part of it, it was because that woman was self-employed.
That's her
son was over 18, mm-hmm. but under 30.
Right.
And you also mentioned that Georgia decided not to continue with Medicaid.
Well, absolutely. Georgia decided not to expand Medicaid.
Expanded, I'm sorry, yes.
And so a part of the Affordable Care Act was the opportunity for Georgia to expand Medicaid to a different group of individuals. And these are individuals between the ages of 18 and 64 who have very low income, so below that 100% of poverty. So these individuals would have been able to participate in Georgia's Medicaid program had Georgia decided to expand. So since they did not expand coverage for this group of individuals, the young man that the caller was calling about would have been covered under Medicaid, would have received full medical benefits. And so you are going to have a group of individuals here in Georgia that still will be without health insurance.
Or it'll be on a limited basis or just without, period.
Well, in those up to age 30, between 18 and 30, can participate in the catastrophic plan. But it has limited coverage, very limited coverage, but it gives them something.
Something is better than nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Once they turn 31, then they would be without any health insurance. They would continue to perhaps seek coverage through the emergency room. So Medicaid expansion is important because it would have filled a gap for many working individuals who simply don't have health insurance offered or it's not an affordable option.
So, Linda, why didn't they expand it?
Well, I think you'd have to ask some folks who are down in that building with a dome on the top.
Okay.
But one of the things I wanted to just mention that Dr. Rochelle touched on is that's about 200,000 people who won't have coverage. And that number can cost our local economy in excess of $3.5 to $4 billion a year just because they don't have access to care. The cost of health disparities alone in Georgia is about $1.5 to $2 billion.
My goodness. You see
there's a real economic cost to not having health insurance.
My goodness. Let's get back to our phone line. We've got a lot of people who've got some questions. We're going to go to line two. Michelle from Ackworth. Michelle, what's your question?
Hi. I have a 13-year-old, and his father passed away, so he receives a Social Security death benefit, and I'm on Social Security disability with Medicare. So, and he does not qualify because of those two combined. It does not qualify him for any programs within Georgia because we're just over the financial threshold. So I was wondering if he would qualify through the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yes, if he is currently not eligible for the Children's Health Insurance Program here in Georgia because of income, you definitely want to apply for him through the health insurance marketplace to see what he's eligible for and if you are eligible for any of the tax credits to help pay for his premium.
Let's go to line three. Raphael, I hope I'm saying your name correctly, and if I'm not, please correct me. Out of Alpharetta?
That's okay. I've been called worse. So.
Oh, okay, well, let's make sure can you say your name for me?
Raphael.
Okay, I was kind of close, but not quite on the mark. Okay, so what's your question?
I have private insurance, and I was wondering if the new program would give any benefits over private insurance. In other words, when do you decide to go check the exchange versus having private insurance? That's question A. Question B is all of the insurance that are being offered like a PPO or HMO?
Great question. To your first question, it costs absolutely nothing to check to see if you're eligible for health insurance in the marketplace. And these are private plans being offered by Humana, Kaiser, Alliant Health Plans, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Peach State. So what you're checking for is to see if you're eligible for any of the affordability programs that would help you pay for the cost associated with your health insurance. So that is the advantage to looking at and comparing what you're paying in the private market and what you would pay through the health insurance marketplace.
I see you writing notes over there, Linda. You're going to take that back with you to go to work?
Well, one of the questions that comes up with some of the folks that we're talking to is, and Raphael sort of touched on it, is it HMO, PPO, but also the levels. And I was wondering if maybe Dr. Rochelle could talk about, we hear the Cadillac plan or the gold plan or the bronze plan. Somebody asked me if there was a copper plan. And are we talking about quarters and dimes and nickels?
The Cadillac plan. Right. Oh, my.
And somebody said, well, I'd like a Cadillac. I'd like one, too, but that's probably not going to come with my health insurance.
No.
So you want to answer that real quickly before we get to another caller?
Yes. What Linda is referring to, we call the metal levels. And basically, this is just a way for consumers to choose how much they want to pay out of pocket and how much the insurance company would pay on their behalf. So, for example, if you are a consumer and you are ill, unfortunately, and have lots of medical expenses, you may want to look at a platinum plan simply because the plan is going to pay 90% of the associated costs after you pay your premium. And you only pay 10%. So you can see over time for someone who's using healthcare services frequently, that could be a better deal for them. However, if you're relatively healthy and you don't use a lot of healthcare services, you may want a bronze plan because the plan, while it will only pay it will only pay 60%, you're not using it very often and your premium would be lower. So all of these decisions are given to you when you complete your application, and whether the plans are PPOs or HMOs, all of that is explained, and that is why there are over 50 plans in the market here in Georgia.
Let's go to line one. Amanda out of Atlanta, what's your question?
Well, it's a little complicated. I spent 6 weeks trying to get, through the whole process on the website, and early on in the process, it said that I had a message about my eligibility. Finally, I got through the whole thing, but I was never able to retrieve that message. And it's only in a few days somebody would contact me about the plan that I selected, and then it stopped, and the lock symbol came up on the screen. And it turned out that the message said that I couldn't, I would have to submit my 2014 income, proof of it, documentation. So I called the helpline, and they said, oh, well, that's a new problem, and we'll have to have somebody get in touch with you. That was 2 weeks ago. They told me somebody would contact me in 5 to 7 days.
Well, I'm sorry that you had that experience, and if you would, please take down this number for my office, and I'll have someone on my team to help you with your situation. It's 404-562-7909. That's the regional director's office here in Atlanta. So again, that's 404-562-7909, and we will see what we can do to help you resolve the issue that you're having. But thank you for applying.
All right, Amanda, out of Atlanta.
Okay.
Call first thing tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Let's go to line four. Leah, are you there, Leah?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is a little bit similar to the question that another gentleman had, but I was wondering, I have an account-based health insurance plan with my employer, and in the past, I've typically gone with whatever options they give me. I was wondering if with the Affordable Care Act, is it value-added? Is it worth looking into that as another option for health care with the account-based plan, or if there's any real risk or cost associated with that?
Well, if you have employer-sponsored coverage, unless your coverage is determined to be unaffordable, then if you shop for a plan in the marketplace, you would not be eligible for any of the affordability or help paying for your premiums or other out-of-pocket cost. So if you want to just compare the difference, you're more than welcome to apply, and there's nothing prohibiting you from applying. It's just that if your current health insurance at work is determined to be the right kind of coverage and at the right cost, that it's not determined to be unaffordable, you just would not get any assistance.
Let's go to line five with Ronald. Hey, Ronald, are you there? You're gone. I'm sorry about that. We missed Ronald. I tell you what, these have been some interesting
great questions.
And I'm sure you've been, because you talked about the fact that you're dealing with that on a daily basis. Are these some of the ones that you've heard before, or these are some all new ones?
These are some of the common questions, believe it or not. And we really do encourage individuals to call the call center if they do have just general questions mm-hmm. about the marketplace.
And that call center is that 1-800 number?
1-800-318-2596. And the other thing I'd like to add, Jaquetta, is that you may have some listeners out there who are small businesses. And there is so much misinformation about who, as a small business, must provide health insurance. And so really quickly, those companies that have fewer than 50 employees, they are not required by the Affordable Care Act to go out and purchase health insurance. However, there is a program for them called the Small Business Health Options Program. And if they want more information, they can call 1-800-706-7893. That's 1-800-706-7893. So if you are currently providing health insurance to your employees and you have a small business under 50 employees, you may want to call to see, because you may get a better deal on your insurance plans. Otherwise, your employees can shop through the marketplace.
Okay. And then, of course, with you, Linda Blount, if people have questions in regards to the United Way, or if they need help, they can always call 211.
211. We have many, many call center representatives there ready to answer a whole host of questions, from education to health to income to housing, stability, to connect people with services they need for on an emergency basis, and to help them recover from unexpected events, and to explain these kinds of questions and refer them to the Affordable Care Act call center to get this kind of information. This is very complicated.
It is complicated.
And hard to understand, even for those of us who are in this business.
So if you have a question, we still have a little bit of time left on our program. If you have a question for Linda Blount, who is with the United Way, or with Dr. Pamela Rochelle with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, you still have time, but not a lot. So hurry up. 404-880-9255. Again, 404-880-9255. You can also, we're still on social media. If you want to tweet us at CCRTD or at Jaquetta W, I have my handy dandy phone, and I'm on the, what is this, tablet. So if you have, I'm looking at either one if you have a question for us. If there's anything else that you, either one of you, want to add before we end our program that's important for, if they don't remember anything else out of all the stuff that we talked about in the questions, what's the most important thing? And I'll let you go first, Doctor.
Well, the most important thing is that if you are without health insurance, you're not alone. There are over 1.6 million Georgians without health insurance. And so you should just simply apply. If you do not have health insurance, or you're not happy with your current private plan because the cost, or it's not offering all that you need to, simply apply. You can ask questions by calling our 1-800 number. And finally, every single Georgian is unique, so do not compare your situation to your neighbors.
Yes.
You should really just apply for yourself.
And if I need assistance, I'm coming to you
at
your office.
And
we're
going
to just sit there just to make sure I get it right. All right, Linda, what about you? What do you want people to know?
And I would say, and we all know health is very important. At the end of the day, no one says generally, I wish I'd spent more time in the office. They all talk about, I wish I had my health. And this is a really important issue, and getting access to care is critical. And part of the reason we're having this conversation is because there are people who just don't earn enough money.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to emphasize the importance of getting a quality education so you can have a living wage job and live in a stable, healthy community so that you can have access to care and take care of yourself and your family. And so if I could leave people with sort of one thought, it's that all of these issues are connected, and if we can deal with some of these community social issues, then we would actually have a much healthier Georgia.
All right. We have line one. Hey, Joe, are you there? What's your question?
Yes, I am. I really don't have a question. I just really just kind of have a praise report. I was employed for almost 40 years, lost my health insurance when I became unemployed, had a heart attack before I was unemployed, though, and my doctor continued to take care of me.
Mm.
However, I have not had any follow-up care for almost a year and a half. I was able to go on the Affordable Health Plan Marketplace. about October the 1st. I was approved October the 13th for my eligibility. And through some glitches, of course, that we all heard about, and some of my ignorance in working the system, but today I was finally enrolled in the affordable health care. I have a affordable plan that I can work through and pay for, and I also was eligible for dental care.
That's wonderful, Joe. Thank you so that much is. For calling. It's good
Thank
to hear
you.
A Tell successful everyone, Joe. Story, yeah. A success story rather, because we've heard enough of the other stuff. We've got another phone call that we want to get to. We've got Cheryl on line 4 really quickly. Cheryl, are you there? Okay, Cheryl is there. Hey, Cheryl, what's your question?
Hi, I want to know, basically I want to know about any job opportunities for the Obamacare. I want to know, is anyone?
Well, I don't know about I guess she wanted to see if there was any jobs opportunities. I'm sure that they can always go onto the website and find out information about that. Is that correct, Doctor?
They can definitely check with the two Navigator programs, CEDCO and the University of Georgia. Both of them are organizations that received federal dollars to actually help people work through the health insurance marketplace. So that would be one place to start.
I'll tell you what, though, too, it's also good to know that, like you said, you gave the numbers for people to call as well as the website. But if you have any questions, and I'm sure, even though we weren't able to get to everybody's question tonight, the good thing is if you go online or if you call, there's still that possibility to get your question answered, right?
Absolutely. Our call center is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have operators that speak both English and Spanish, and we have over 150 language translation lines.
Outstanding. That number again is 1-800-318-2596. And of course, if you have any questions in regards to the United Way, you can always call 211. And again, back to that issue with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, if you have a small business and you have a question there, there's a 1-800 number for you, too. 1-800-706-7893. Again, 1-800-706-7893. I cannot tell you how we appreciate you all both coming on and talking about such an important issue, the Affordable Care Act. You guys were outstanding. I learned
Thank
some
you.
Stuff
Thank
as
you.
Well. I'm sure you listening did as well. And I will see you, so to speak. You'll hear me next time right here on Your Health Connection. This is me, Jaquetta Williams. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to Your Health Connection. This program is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to www.ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wcok.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Jaquetta Williams and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.